fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 18th day of November 2007. Welcome back. Well, this past hour we had an unexpected treat. We had Tom Harrington, the author of Emergency Survival Communications, call in, and we visited and talked about several topics, communications in particular. The book that he authored is available at my website, thelibertyman.com. It's clearly, in my opinion, clearly a book written by a man with passion for the topic, written by a man who's seen and is no stranger to violent death, just like I have seen and am no stranger to violent death. For most Americans, most of the time, war is 90 minutes to 2 hours in an air-conditioned dark room. What I'm talking about, of course, is a movie theater. That's what war is for most Americans. I'm no stranger to war. Tom Harrington's no stranger to war. Violent death, once you've been exposed to it, will change your life forever. I share Tom Harrington's passion about people being ready and prepared for emergencies. I don't like seeing innocent people injured or killed. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. And anything I can do that will help people get prepared, I will do it within my ability. I spend 2 hours a week visiting with you folks here, helping you to learn what you need to learn, gain knowledge from my experience, have access to the things that I offer on my website, thelibertyman.com. which is mostly information and educational material. First break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sun 88 for November 2007. Welcome back. I was talking about my passion for helping people to get prepared before the break. And it truly is a passion, a calling, if you will. I came to find out as a young adult that I had expertise in these areas that very few people have, and most of the people that do have that expertise do have that expertise, either are unable or unwilling to share it. And I am both willing and able to share my expertise in preparedness. It's one of the things I do, and I think I do it fairly well. If you're serious about preparedness, if you're serious about getting ready for the hard times ahead, I'd urge you to look at my website, see what I've got there, see what I've put together. Steam engines, for example. Mike Brown steam engines, I sell them cheaper than he does. That's a marketing agreement we have between the two of us. The DVDs that I've prepared, and I should say that I've had professionals prepare for me, but I certainly don't have the expertise of editing video. And, of course, my paper, No Need for Panic, and my book, Feel Safe Anywhere. A lot of stuff. And many of you good listeners out there have ordered some or all of what I've got. We do have the Christmas season coming up here, and maybe time to buy a gift for yourself or for a loved one. I'd urge you to consider the products offered on my website for yourself or for a loved one. Tom Harrington, the author of Emergency Survival Communications, offered at my website, was visiting with us last hour. Tom's a very special man, a man I've gotten to know a long-distance relationship here. He's 900 to 1,000 miles away in North Carolina. But I believe I know this man's heart, and I know that he wants to help just like I want help. Let's get back to the topic at hand, which is getting what you need for little or no money. Something that has been mentioned is industrial auctions. Now, industrial auctions are typically, it's going to be either a government auction where the government is surplusing out unneeded items. There have been some of these state government auctions. Or it will be a business that's either closing or moving. I've been to a Walmart surplus auction where they were closing a Sam's store. I've been to some city government auction or some contractors that are going out of business. And so what happens at these auctions is items go for 5 to 10 cents on the dollar. That's what happens. And you can get some real bargains if you know what you're looking at, know what it's worth. You can get some real bargains. You need to beware, as I keep urging you, buyer beware. You need to be aware of whether something is functional or not, and have an opportunity to test it. If you're not qualified to test it, you need to have somebody with you. One of the disadvantages of these commercial auctions, salvage auctions, is frequently there'll be large lots where you may, there may be something you really want, but there's three or four, maybe 10 or 20 different other items that come with it that you don't want and don't need. In addition, there's removal rules that you have to pay for and remove whatever you've purchased, either by the end of the day or by the end of the following day, usually a fairly short period of time. If you're bidding on something that's large and heavy, you better be sure you have a way of loading and transporting whatever it is you're bidding on. And some of these industrial items can be quite large and quite heavy. So a word to the wise there. It's, for most people, most of the time, it's a massive mistake to be bidding on something that you don't quite understand what it is or how it works, whether it's complete or not. We live in an age where, thanks to eBay, I've done this several times. My friend and I, we will buy a piece of equipment, say a old piece of communications equipment, and then I'll be able to find a owner's manual, an operator's manual on eBay or on Google from the manufacturer at no charge. Our next caller is on the line, John from Tennessee. John, are you there, sir?
I am, John.
Well, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard your, first of all, really good show today. I heard your previous caller, the communications guy, and I called last week to get a little free info from you. This week I'm going to call and give some, if that's all right.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I prefer, and I think people would be better off with older radio equipment. It was built better. Now, you want to be sure that it works, but the older equipment had larger finals and was built quite a bit tougher. And a radio, I don't care how good your radio is, if you haven't got a proper antenna, you haven't got much. So you want to be sure that you've got a good ground and a proper antenna match. For anyone that doesn't know, you get 18-foot coax with a 108-inch steel whip, and you will have a match on any vehicle you put it on. What I'd also like to tell people to, even if you buy a new CB radio out of a box, you want to take it to a good CB shop and let them tune it. Sometimes they'll call it peaking and tuning. Well, they'll adjust it for maximum output out of the box.
Well,
the CB.
That would be it. Now, you're talking about internal adjustments, John, as opposed to adjusting the antenna?
Okay. Internal adjustments. A new radio out of a box may have 4.5 to 7 watts. Take it to a shop and they know what they're doing. You can get in upwards of 21 to 23 watts. You match that to a good antenna. And you, if you care to, you match a linear to the radio. And you're talking less than $50 investment in shop fees. And you can wind up with a radio in excess of 200 watts. That will go a lot farther. I've talked with mine from Tennessee to Maryland. You know, it's not just an interstate thing. It's cross-country communications.
Well, what you're doing there now, people need to be advised that what you're advocating is a violation of the FCC
rules. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying it can't be done.
Well, okay. There is a difference, and you're right.
And basically, radio communications, when the cell towers are down, radios still work, and you can cross the continent literally in seconds. If you have contacts throughout the country, you can cross the continent. You can know what's going on in Washington and be in California in a matter of seconds.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so it is important. Bear in mind also that there's a life to antenna cables. You're not going to get much more than 6 or 7 months out of a cable. So you want to have either a source or extra antenna cables so that if you happen to break one or one has corrosion, pull it off and replace it, and you're back in business.
Well, I get my coax, my antenna cable, by the spool, because you're right. There are subsea damage, wind damage, squirrels eating on them. There's all kinds of things that can happen to coax.
Well, and then again, if you're making your own, you want to be sure that you're pretty capable using a soldering iron. You know what you're doing there. Also, if you do buy used radio equipment, you want to have the person or the store, wherever you're buying it, if they can't hook it up and let you hear it operate, walk away from it because you don't know what you're getting. You get something that's totally useless.
Absolutely. Pig in a poke. You're right.
Yep. So I just wanted to let people know when you're talking about communications, if you know, like an EMP, for instance, you're talking about wiping everything out and no one's going to be able to communicate.
Right.
You may stand a chance with a ham radio or CB radio.
Possibly. I know men who keep a backup radio inside a Faraday box just for that purpose.
Well, and I would also suggest, you know, if you're going to have a base station, that's well and good, but I would highly suggest a mobile CB operates off a 12-volt source. So if something were to happen, you're without electricity to run your base station. If push comes to shove, you know, and you're able to have an extra car battery or, you know, something of that nature, you're able to have communications when you don't have home electricity.
Well, so that mobile station can become a base station. You're absolutely right.
It can with an inverter.
That's right. That's right.
You can have a dual purpose. And they're, you know, a mobile radio is a lot cheaper than a base station. You can do the same thing with a small $40 radio. And I've done it for my son. I bought a $49 radio, took it to the shop, spent $10 to have it tuned properly, matched it to it with an antenna myself, and he has a radio that will talk for miles.
That's great.
So
we got a break. John, thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Ladies and gentlemen, back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th of November, 2007. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about getting what you need at little or no money. We're talking about communications equipment. And pretty much anything you guys and gals want to talk about, it's an open forum. And we have on hold from the frozen north of Canada, Lonnie. Lonnie, are you there, sir?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Moore. How are you?
It was 70 degrees in the Ozarks today.
You got to do this to me every time I call, don't you?
It was minus. When I think about it, I will.
Yeah. It was minus -3 here last night.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, it was cold. But that's, you know,
nobody's making you live there, are they?
Well, I mean, I'm not so sure I want to live in the U.S. right now.
You volunteered for this.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, it gets in your blood after a while, I guess. I don't know. It is chilly, but you know, you learn how to responsibly deal with it, or you pay the price. I mean, it's as simple. It's
well,
part of being prepared.
Actually, when you freezing to death is not one of the worst ways you can die. Basically, just go to sleep.
Yeah. Fortunately, I haven't experienced that yet.
Well,
I have been very severely hypothermic once, though, and I will definitely don't want to experience that again.
Okay.
If I didn't
so what's on your mind
me.
Today, Lonnie?
I'm very happy to hear you tackling this topic today about trying to prepare for the cheapest money possible. It's right. a lesson that I've only recently learned. I initially took this with the approach of, okay, we're talking long-term, potentially the rest of our lives here, so I'm going to buy the best gear I possibly can. And sometimes that you equate that with being the most expensive gear, and you make mistakes along this road. And I've made many of them. And if you go ultra high end all the time, you bury yourself financially. And you know, like I said, it's a learning process. And now, but at the same time, you learn there are some things that you really do have to spend on. For example, you were talking about axes earlier. Just a couple days ago, I bought a couple of axes, Grand Force axes, and, you know, that's something you don't want to buy cheap. You know, your life could depend on it.
Well, and that's something, once again, at flea markets. Collins, for example, is one of the old name brands in axes. And I got a Collins at a flea market for 50 cents, something like that. You have to know this stuff, though.
Yes.
You have to be able to tell good steel from the cheap stuff.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of hard research and time. But at the same time, you know, you can save money even buying new things that by making really smart decisions. Like, for example, one of the things this stuff's fun too. You know, so a lot of guys, especially, get into the sort of tactical stuff. You know, and you buy the cool Camelbacks and the Nalgene bottles and this and that, and you find out, hey, wait a second, I can buy a new GI canteen for a few dollars that's going to outlast them all. And
exactly.
So you make mistakes that way. But
yeah, these Camelbacks are problematic for cleaning, for one thing.
They are, and I wouldn't want to rely on them, to be honest with you.
Well, and I haven't used one, and I don't know if I ever will. But
I have. I've owned a couple. They're convenient for a certain role. I'm not knocking them. They're very good for their role, but not for what we're talking about. But anyway, the question that I have is that. The unfortunate reality is there are many of us out there who came up, and say the generation that came up after you, who are not in the same kind of position that people like yourself are. We haven't been doing it as long, so we have not had the resources to invest in these things as long, and you know, we weren't able to, say, buy our houses as early, and many of us are not able to do that at all nowadays.
Right.
And it's just an unfortunate reality. And one of the conclusions that I've come to very recently is that I have a couple of close friends that are on the same wavelength that I am, and we're working together to accomplish our goals. And but one of the main thing we learned is that, wait a second, we need a shelter now if all of this goes down. And so we're looking at buying a very, very, you know, the highest quality tent that we can actually live out of. For example, we have high-quality tents we can carry in our backpack or ponchos for emergency shelters or that sort of thing. But we need something we can live out of now, or we possibly build a log cabin, that kind of thing. So I'd be curious if you can maybe in a future show address people who are in – that's the reality. You know, we don't have a home in the countryside and have been doing this for 30 years, and here we are now, you know?
Right. Well, why don't we address it right now? We got some time.
Okay.
When it comes to tentage, which is what we're talking about here, tentage for long-term use, you're not going to beat a military-issue tent, either a G-piece. I get caught up in acronyms real easy. GP, which means general purpose. A GP small, which is 16 by 16 feet. These are American military tents, by the way. Or a general purpose medium, which is 16 by 32 feet. The general purpose large is too much for people most of the time. You're looking at probably 400 pounds of canvas. But those two tents, the 16 by 16 small general purpose and the 16 by 32 foot medium general purpose tent are excellent tents, and we will talk about tents a bit more. Lonnie, hold on. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back. John Moore back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 18th of November, 2007. We're visiting with Lonnie from Canada, and we're talking about tentage. You still there, Lonnie?
Yes, sir.
There's been a lot of pressure because of Hurricane Katrina on high-grade military-style tentage. It's still out there, however. You can find tents on eBay. You're going to pay for a good tent. You're going to pay a premium price. A good quality GP medium tent can easily go for $1,000 to $1,500 if it's in almost new condition. They make layers for these tents that will put in a dead air space between the inside and the outside. And quite frankly, with a stove inside, or two stoves in the case of a GP medium, one stove and a GP small, you can get in pretty harsh conditions. It's not going to be like being at the Ritz, but you can survive and do so quite well in a tent like that.
That's the whole point. I mean, we were sitting down recently, the people that I'm working with on this project, and and really looking at our gaps, really important gaps that we need to fill immediately. And that was one of them where we had these sort of these longer term plans going, how do we relocate from here to here and start doing what we need to do? And but then we thought, wait a second, what if this happens tomorrow? And, of course we thought of that before, but not had all the answers and still don't.
Well, a mom and dad and a couple of kids could live in a GP small. It's 256 square feet. They'd have room to sleep and prepare meals and survive in that size tent. And it would be far. I've been in situations where I would have paid money to sleep in accommodations like that compared to what we had to do, which was sleep in ditches or underneath concrete culverts or whatever we could find to break the wind.
Yeah.
So you could do quite well, and you could do quite worse than having a good quality military issue tent.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. And to anybody listening who has not done so yet, I highly recommend picking up Mr. Ingram's book, Survival Communications. I purchased one
Harrington,
from...
Harrington.
Oh, Harrington, I'm sorry.
Right.
Where did I get
right.
Ingram from?
Yeah. Yeah, you got your copy, and have you had a chance to read it yet, Lonnie?
I am about halfway through it. And I have a strong electronics background, so the learning curve is not difficult, but it's simply knowledge I don't have. And
right.
So it's fantastic that you put that on your website and that Mr. Harrington called in. It's just I highly recommend for anybody who, because this is an extremely important subject, and for anybody who wants to get up to speed as quickly as possible, it's a fantastic book. More than one.
And it's not optional. This information on communications is not optional. You have to know this stuff.
Yeah. And so anyway, I'm very thankful that you put that on your website because it's an area that I had a weak spot in, and it's helping tremendously.
It is for most. Men tend to gravitate towards the Rambo stuff, like firearms.
Guilty as charged.
if you got your normal limit of testosterone, that's what you're going to do. But this communication stuff is important, and it's not optional.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Lonnie. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. And we've got John from Texas. John, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I called once before. I was the search and rescue guy.
Okay, good.
I called you a while back, and I've been caught the tail end of your show today. You know, with regard to the last caller from Canada about the tentage, can I mention a brand name on the air?
Oh, I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay. And it's a good source to go, Eureka Tents.
Okay.
And they make both, like, sporting tents and military. And you can go to their website and look at them and look at how they're made. Also, some of the good commercial four-season tents would do if you can't get your hands on a military tent.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about the difference, because people that don't know tents don't know what you and I are talking about.
Okay, true enough.
And here's the difference. These commercial tents are meant for sports people, sportsmen, and campers to use for occasional recreational
usage.
Military tents are meant for men to live in months upon months upon months under the harshest of conditions, as opposed to a little weekend trip or a little two-week vacation. The fabrics in these commercial tents, unless they're expedition quality, which you're going to pay a lot of money for, they simply won't hold up to 24/7 usage for a year or two at a time. They simply won't.
No, and you're absolutely correct. The UV, like on a Coleman family tent, UV will eat it up in a season.
Absolutely.
And
another thing with these military canvas, and the new military tents, by the way, are made out of some kind of poly man-made stuff. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Plastic type stuff, as opposed to the canvas we had since George Washington's times. but the canvas tents, you do to treat them with canvas preservative in order to fight the effects of ultraviolet and make them waterproof.
Right. Plus, also you can use a stove or something like that with them as well. And
well, they're specifically designed. They have a place for the stove pipe to go right to the tent and they present no fire hazard.
Right. And the other thing was looking at 12-volt systems.
Yes, sir.
And one of the areas to look at is the boating world, where 12-volt is the norm. And there's a very good book out there called The 12-Volt Bible about wiring on a 12-volt system. And as an example, I carry like two deep cycle marine batteries.
Okay.
With an inverter and a solar panel for recharging when I go camping along the beach. And that gives me enough power to run some things, you know, and do some things for, you know, 4 or 5 days, while I'm out there, and it's fairly lightweight. And just for sort of a stopgap measure.
Right.
Right. And
that, well, you're right, John. And another place would be recreational vehicle supply houses.
Right.
Almost every appliance you can imagine is available in 12 volts at these recreational vehicle places.
Right. I guess with the marine, looking at the wiring system and the system setup itself, it's meant to be operated in a fairly harsh environment, in the sense of being exposed to salt water movement. That type of thing.
Well, that's so true also. And you're on a,
systems have to be a little robust.
I agree. People, if they have the opportunity, they should visit both places, the marine supply houses as well as recreational vehicle supply houses, and figure out what suits their needs at the best prices.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of material out there. See, one of the things, like your last caller was talking about, you know, getting a cabin in the woods or this or that. I've been toying with the idea of, and especially with the gas prices, that there's going to be some commercial, like trawler type boats becoming available. People are going to go out of business, can't afford to get out and fish, unfortunately, and that a commercial boat might be an alternative to look at.
Well, if you can convince your wife to live on a boat that smells like dead fish, God bless you.
Do I have to comment on that right this minute? It's a family show. I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is, even non-fishing boats, but like trawler-type boats.
That's what trawlers are. They're fishing boats, aren't they?
Well, there's a trawler style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're having fun here.
Well, why not? Why not? Sunday afternoon, for God's sakes. A boat that would be big enough to live on, that would be self-contained. You can move it. So if you had to get out of harm's way.
Well, I agree, and everything you're saying is true, John.
It's just
anybody who's doing, considering what you and I are talking about, they need expertise and. That the Coast Guard provides training classes and navigation and boat safety and boat handling. Being out there in the water is a serious matter with serious consequences. You really need to know what you're doing.
No, I agree, and you only have to plow around the Gulf of Mexico for a few days to realize just how bad it is. But, you know, I'm just kind of throwing that out as an alternative to look at, especially for people along the coast. So,
well, it is an alternative. If you've got the expertise and the financial resources to do so, it certainly is an option.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, once again, I'm glad you have a show like this out there. And I'll reiterate what I spoke about when I first called you, which for people who don't have a lot of experience in working in the woods or being out in the brush and in harsh environment, that search and rescue is not a bad way to go to get that experience.
I agree. Most of us are a bit long in the tooth to get involved with Boy Scouts Adults getting involved in Boy Scouts typically should already have those skills to be leaders. But the search and rescue would be a great way to get involved with folks who have that skill and expertise and do some good for your community at the same time.
Right, because we've taken people who have an interest, who come in off the street, and through our training regimens, because one of the basics that is taught is wilderness survival.
Yeah, you don't need these volunteers becoming lost themselves, do you?
Well, it's not only that. It's confidence building. It's getting them to do a paradigm shift if you're used to sleeping in a nice, firm of rest mattress and clean sheets.
Clean sheets of 72 degrees and 50% humidity. Yep.
Or 90 degrees, and as opposed to 90 degrees in the sand or, on a concrete floor.
Well, John, you're absolutely right. And people who, urban dwellers, who appear to be very solid, tough, bright professionals, they become very fearful once they're out of that environment. And in an environment they don't know, they have no control over.
Yeah, I mean, where they can't use a remote or a Palm Pilot to get them through. Because there are shows out on TV right now, and people, Survivor Man, Man versus Wild, that kind of thing, and everyone watches that, and they see, what they fail to realize is these guys, especially on Survivor, Les Stroud, I guess, he's been doing that all his life.
Right. Yeah, they go through a selection process to find individuals that have skills built up over decades to be on this
program. And make it look good,
Right.
And, but like I said, that's one way to get out, get your feet wet. You get to meet a lot of people. You get to see a lot of different equipment.
Communications equipment, navigation equipment, vehicles, horses, dogs, all that stuff.
Plus, also, one of the other side benefits of it, John, and I'll let you go, is we get training on how FEMA works, how the disaster system comes into play through the ICS system.
It's a wake-up call to find out, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And my feeling has always been, if you know how the system's going to work and how they're going to bring it down, then if you don't want to be a part of that system, you know how to get out of it. Or
that's
if you
right.
need to use some of that system, you know where to go to specifically to go pick up something.
That's right.
How it's going to come into play and how the command structure comes together and communications and everything like that, so that you understand what's going on around you.
Plus, you get really nifty ID that allows you to go through roadblocks, don't you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just one more.
Thank you for your call, John. Didn't mean to get you all choked up there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Swallowed a bug. Photoshop. No, I didn't say that. But anyway.
I know this stuff. I know this stuff too. Don't forget.
I know. I have credit. Well, believe it or not, seriously, putting the joking aside, to do search and rescue now, FEMA came down hard after Katrina on all these volunteer organizations. And we have all been fingerprinted, background checked. You have to submit credentials to FEMA. When we show up on site, we have to have specific types of identification, right?
Here's the deal, John. In Katrina, now, it wasn't just New Orleans. It was thousands of square miles of the Gulf Coast.
They had
people pretending to be helpers that were actually criminals and looters.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean, our team got turned away. We mobilized up and we moved up. We were going to try to station ourselves just over the border in Louisiana.
Right.
And we had a 30-man team, boats fully self-sufficient for 7 days. Right. We had boats. We had ground pounders. We had some medical people. We had a couple of canines. We're ready to go, right?
Right.
And we get the word that if we cross into Louisiana, we will be arrested.
Right. Well, that, your story was repeated many times. I had a six-man team ready to deploy also, and we did not get deployed. But it was a good training exercise just getting ready to go.
Yeah, but watching Sean Penn float around in a leaky John boat was certainly – how did he get in? You know,
that's Hollywood.
Oh, sorry.
That's Hollywood. It's got nothing to do with reality.
I know. Well, listen, I enjoyed talking to you this afternoon.
Thank you, John. Keep your ID handy.
What ID? I'm sorry.
Thanks for your call, John.
Bye.
Thank you. Well, John is absolutely right. I know some of the folks locally here in eastern Missouri involved with search and rescue efforts, and they're good people. That if you get involved with your search and rescue in your local area, you can learn a lot of good things. Next break coming up, stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We have all the time in the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have all the time in the world, just a few minutes before the end of the show. been fun visiting with you, as always. I enjoyed. I hope you all get something out of it. Some of our regular callers have been calling in and talking about, for example, Lonnie from Canada, talking about the book I offer, Emergency Survival Communications, and pointing out that even though he has professional training in electronics, he's learning a lot from this book. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a short-term or long-term emergency situation, having access to information in your county, in your state, in your country is not optional. You have to know what's going on. Not knowing can be anything from inconvenient to something that will get you killed. That's why we talk so frequently about communications and about this particular book, Emergency Survival Communications, available at my website. Information, information, information. That's what I offer on my DVDs. Information on how to prepare and survive. That's what I offer in my pamphlet, my 19-page pamphlet, No Need for Panic, The Truth Behind the Deception of Global Warming, all available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Now, don't forget one of the foundational parts of preparing is food. You have to have food. Food that will be tasty and nutritious. If it's not tasty, the young people and old people won't eat it. If it's not nutritious, what's the point? The best quality long-term freeze-dried food is available from Freeze Dry Guy at his website, freezedryguide.com, or by calling him at 530-265-8333. I say again slowly, 530-265-8333. Give Freeze Dry Guy a call, and he'll help you customize a food storage program to suit your needs and the needs of your loved ones. Visit his website, freezedryguy.com, and you will see that he has the best quality food at the best prices, shipping included. As we talked about earlier in the show, you're not going to find high-quality freeze-dried food at the second-hand shop. That's simply not going to happen. And having food is not an option. You have to have food. You may go through an entire year before you get to a growing season where you can be growing your own food. It's critical. It's absolutely critical that you do this. The difference between having your own food and being self-sufficient and not having it could mean the difference between waiting in a long line for whatever the government has to hand out to you after a long wait. The government does what they can, and you'll get whatever they have to offer. And you're more likely than not, you will not be happy with what you get or how long it takes to get it. That's been the experience of Hurricane Katrina. That's been the experience of every major disaster. Well, I enjoyed spending these 2 hours with you. You all be safe out there. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. God bless America.
With recent